Zeit.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're going in.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Chiggity, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Can you hear me okay, boss?
You're talking to me?
Talking to you.
Yes. Hello, I can hear you.
Is it professional to do a sound check on the podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
What's this now?
This is the bonus episode of the Stala podcast where we answer the listener questions from the listeners. Let's just get into it.
Any Will questions?
We? Yeah, I got a few questions for you.
A few?
A few. Okay. I have some life advice for you from Dylan.
For me or both?
For both of you.
Okay. Both. It's good. Yeah. Need it. We need it.
So Dylan says, there's something I've noticed the last while with Darren and Joe. Darren didn't go to the United Legends match because he was at a wedding the night prior, which is fair enough. But the way he went on to say he's not going to the match sounded like it was nothing to him. Considering Yapstan, Brian McClare and other legends were there, I'd say it would be a privilege to watch them or play against them. Secondly, Joe played Vicar Street twice, but for the second one, he said he'd already done it, and as if it wasn't a huge privilege to do it again. So I think this is just a reminder to the lads to be grateful and not take things like that for granted. P.S. Please never install it. Thanks. I think he's dead, right?
I think he's dead.
I think he's actually having a look at yourselves.
I'm
not even joking.
Hang on there. I'll just have a look at myself.
Okay, oh, he's getting defensive.
I just had a long, hard look at myself. And now you're right. Next.
In my defence, about this, the Vicar Street thing, I was having a bad week, I think. There was a lot of shit went wrong on the holiday and my boy got robbed and I was having a bad month. And then coming off the back of it, I was just like, fuck the world. Let me off. But now I'm like, do you know what? He's dead right. I did come across ungrateful and it's an absolute privilege.
Did I come across ungrateful about the charity game?
Oh, yeah.
You came across even
on
more.
The podcast.
Yeah. You came across worse the way you reacted there, though.
Like you didn't give a fuck?
Yeah. Like,
do you want me to pretend I care?
Yes! Dylan, what do you think of that, Dylan? Send us a follow-up email with the responses, with feedback on the responses.
Listen to me, I'm only messing, right?
Listen to me.
Now, I did feel grateful for that opportunity. No, I did. Like, yep, stamming the boys. Jesus Christ. Like,
I'd say you minorly felt grateful. Marginally. Slightly. That wasn't real gratitude.
Was.
If you're really grateful, you would have gone and played.
Or at least watched.
Yeah.
There was no stream.
Went and watched.
Oh. So does that mean I'm ungrateful because I didn't go and watch it?
Oh, well, you're a massive Man United fan, yes?
Yeah.
Dylan's point is, in most circumstances, people would be just thrilled to be invited to take part in something like that. And you just weren't bothered.
I was thrilled though. I was like, fucking hell, that's a mad one.
But you didn't do it.
Dylan, why things...
You can't be that thrilled if you don't do it.
Well, you can, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You can be thrilled in life and not follow up on something.
Dylan, your perspective changes when you become Dublin's best celebrity. And everything is an incredible opportunity. But if everything is an incredible opportunity, nothing is an incredible opportunity. And you kind of have to pick your battles. Isn't that right, Darren?
Not really.
Dylan, then why didn't you go to the match?
Dylan, these are changing me. Will you help me?
Dylan, get me out.
I just want to point out, Dylan, that we're recording the day after his Bricker video has blown up. So he's like the ego.
Change now.
What's this now? Is another video going viral?
His Go Bricker video. With the Go Bricker lad.
The Go Bricker going to be little.
Oh, he's doing big numbers.
Big numbers.
Count to the
Ronaldo numbers.
500,000 views on TikTok. I swear.
Ooh-wee.
Man United, it was a favour.
So this was a bad day to ask him for a bit of humility.
Yeah, he's up there.
But I am fucking grateful. Like, it's a fucking corner of me now. Oh. The two years and Dylan. And I don't even know what he looks like.
That's true.
Dylan, I'm sorry if I came across that way. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Style It Will Never End. I'm grateful for you. You probably like it better that I say I'm grateful. I'm more grateful for you, Dylan, than Man United.
Darren's not Dylan. Darren's not real. Darren is not a human like a normal human. Darren is a specter of what a normal human is. He's like, you have to appreciate Darren for what he is, and he doesn't go to Electric Picnic and he doesn't go to Man United, and it's not because he doesn't appreciate or love Manchester United or fun times. It's just a unique human being that has these incredible opportunities but just doesn't avail of them, because you put yourself in amazing positions and then you're just like, I'll just play a bit of FIFA.
Is that not a good way to be though?
It's a unique way to be.
Does that keep you grounded?
I mean
it is like I'm grounded.
It's like the opposite of grounded. It's like you're famous but you
ish,
you don't care.
It's not like that. Yeah, I don't feel like it anyway.
It's incredible. You're a unique famous person. You're a unique celebrity.
Z-list.
You don't have an ego, in fairness to you.
That's one thing I don't have, is an ego.
No.
That's why you don't go to these events.
Well, the Abstam thing was just because he was shy, basically.
Well, that's another thing.
That's what I presumed when you were
shyness coming. There as well.
Yeah.
Are you not aware of that, Dylan? No.
Do you not listen to the
take
fucking
that
podcast?
If that I'm shy.
I'm shy, Yapstam.
All right, Yappa.
Yappa, you say hey to Darren, he's very shy.
All right, yeah. Yeah, all right.
David has more advice for you, Darren.
Same David?
That was Dylan.
Dylan, David, yeah. Similar enough, 2 days.
He's forgetting names already.
Common touch.
Oh, sorry, names. Man. Sorry about that.
It was literally 1 second ago.
Oh, I just care so much.
On episode 162, Darren was talking about what advice he'd give to youngsters. He said, my favourite quote that helped me is, don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. That's David's passing on that advice to you, so you can pass it on to the youngsters, I guess.
Don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. Okay.
What do you think of that?
That's grand.
Joe, what do you think of that?
Don't take. I think you can take advice from anyone, so you should be able to take criticism from anyone. I find the reverse. I find don't take compliments from someone who can't give you criticism. Because if it's someone that compliments everything, you can't take them seriously. I said it before that I thrive on criticism more than I thrive on... I'm more of a stick rather than carrot.
I like to be reassured.
You're more of a carrot guy.
You're an arm around the shoulder. Joe needs to kick up the hull.
Yes. Every now and again, I need someone to say, you're class.
You do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? You?
It's nice.
Yeah.
I think when someone compliments you, say, oh, I think this is very good, but, and then they give a little bit of criticism, then I'm like, I respect that because you recognise the good stuff and the negative stuff. I think if someone can recognise both, then it's a valid
point.
They're
a real one.
Yeah. But also, just don't let criticism get to you. Like, unless it's personal and malicious. Like, criticism is good. Insults is not good. It's not constructive. But criticism is good, I think.
This saying, it's not saying criticism is not good or you shouldn't take criticism from anyone. It's just some people don't know what they're talking about, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
It's like if someone couldn't drive and they were like, well, that's how you should be changing your gears. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to take driving advice from you.
Well, I don't know. For a long time, I couldn't drive and I was always criticising Marla's driving.
Yes, well, then she shouldn't have taken any of it to heart. That's the point.
But she was, and she was like, you don't know anything. You can't say anything until you learn how to drive. And then I learned how to drive. And then I realised, yeah, I was dead right. Like, what the fuck she was doing is crazy. Like, driving in fourth gear for ages.
The noise of it.
Conking out. She's like, it's harder than it looks. You don't know. You don't understand.
If I was in a car and that was happening, I'd just think that's what happens.
It's supposed to conk out.
Oh, this is what it's like. So give us the quote again.
Again, don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
What do you think of that?
I mean,
I don't get it.
Who would you not take advice from, though?
Like, yeah. I know what it means, but I'm like,
I think stick that one in the bin. I think that quote is shy.
No, I'm going to get a tattooed on me.
I think it makes perfect sense.
I think if you're going to get a forced tattoo, that has to be it.
I think criticism is good. And I think take criticism from anyone and take advice from anyone as well.
It's supposed to be an encouraging quote. Like,
it is encouraging.
Don't worry about people who are talking out of the hole, basically.
Because you wouldn't take a voice off them. Don't worry about people who are talking out of the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely adapted it a little bit there.
Yeah, but I felt like I had to. I felt like we needed to have a shortcut there. We weren't getting... Anyway.
I think it was a great question. And I'll take it on board. And Dylan, I'm sorry again.
But the question was, would you say that to a young child? A young person?
Would you say what?
No.
That quote.
Listen.
Yeah. Don't talk out your hole.
Don't be talking out of your hole, man.
Stop talking to you.
Don't be talking to me son like that. He's only 8.
Is he?
Jesus.
You're going to have him talking to 8-year-olds now on saying, don't be talking out of your hole.
You know what won't.
We have an email from Callan. Callan says, I would love to see Joe run a marathon because I'm sure it'll be no bother to him. He'll do it in his sleep, the big streak of piss. It's Dublin Marathon is the end of October. Callan can get a ticket for you if you really want to prove that you're not all talk. Callan says, I did it last year for the first time. It was easy apart from the last 10 miles where the physical and mental pain was close to what I imagine childbirth would be like.
Oh, that is such an insult to women.
Callan did it in 4.5 hours. So the challenge to you, Joe, is to beat that time. And if you do, Callan will donate €100 to your spicy new business venture.
Couple of things on that.
But you can't donate to a business.
Oh, you can.
No.
Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah.
Of all the places you could donate £100.
Cash like.
Yeah. Tip jar. You don't need a ticket to run a marathon.
Just join it.
Just run.
Just like jump in, like.
Like, who's going to stop you?
Have you got a ticket? Where's your QR code? Fucking fuck off, like.
Get the fuck off me.
Okay, that's beside the point. Are you going to run? This is fucking, this is top tier.
Yous
are missing the point on every single question today.
I know, I feel a bit weird today, do you?
You're just all over the map.
I feel like good. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, brilliant.
I love it. I love when you're like that.
But like I do as well.
Yeah,
like,
brilliant.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I don't give a fuck, but I really care. I'm very mindful. Yeah.
I'm hanging around too many shams.
Oh. Is that what's happening?
I'm back with the boys, yeah.
Man.
Smoking the green and all.
I heard about it.
I just adapt to different groups.
Okay.
Like if I'm around someone too long, I'll just start acting like them.
Social chameleon.
Literally.
I said I could run a marathon. What I never said I could do a fast.
Sorry, go on. I'm not going to the joy. Go on.
Just on that question.
You did say you could do a marathon.
Yeah, I could do a marathon.
So what's the problem?
He wants me to do it under a certain time.
No, the challenge is to do it in 4.5 hours. Do it in however. Just do the marathon. Start there.
I could do the marathon.
Then do it. End of October. Do the marathon.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you really?
Are you really?
If he buys the ticket for me, yeah, I'll do it.
What do you mean buy the ticket? Just join the queue.
I think you have to get it. That's the stupid thing about it. Like, you know what I mean? Run around the streets of Dublin. Fucking silly shit.
Just do a picture of this on it. And just jump over the pram and then jump over the rail.
I'll run it if I want. Catch me. you want to stop me?
Like DiCaprio. Flying a plane and all.
Whose streets? My streets. Try get me.
Right, so is that an official acceptance official declaration that you are running the Dublin Marathon this year?
Yes. I'll take your challenge and I'll run the marathon. I'll show you how easy it is.
I'll do that couch to fucking, what's that couch one?
Couch to 5K.
Couch to 5K.
The 50 metres with Darren.
5 metres.
5 metres with Darren.
From the couch to the hall door.
Pick up a curry.
Sponsor me.
Okay.
You get more sponsors by doing that.
I'll run a marathon and I'll put something up for charity and they can pay, give money to a charity, whatever the fuck they do. Donate.
The Spice Bike charity.
What's a fucking Simon?
Callan, do not be giving him any money for his food truck.
Give it to charity.
The profit margins on spice bags.
What's the good charity? The Gaza appeal. Give it to Gaza.
Alone.
Gaza appeal. Alone, yeah. Hmm. Credit union. Stick money in the credit union for me umphalas.
Stick it in the Boynanster.
Stick it on the Darren Conway horse.
He's gone.
Is he? He's for the glue factory.
Oh, he's glue now. He's Pritt Stick.
What happened to the horse we were supposed to get named after?
That was
Cap. Yeah. No, someone said that he had an old couple.
Oh, yeah. Lots of false promises on this podcast.
Clip Clop.
Was never to be. Clip Clop.
There was something like the Jürgen Clip Clop.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it was? Happy football team or something? I don't know. That's fucking good shit. That's good comedy. Darren, don't shake your head at me. That's a good joke.
You're shaking your head at his jokes now.
Oh, it wasn't it? It's just fucking.
You've never done that before.
It's a new.
Jürgen Klopp.
Who are these boys that you're playing with? I don't like them.
Oh, they're fucking mad, they are.
I don't like. Who's this Bricka fella? He's shouting at people on the street.
Edo May, is it?
If you jumped into a fire, would you jump into a fire?
Backwards.
Right, that's it. We need to let people know what's going on with the episodes.
Oh, yeah. Last week was the first episode of a brand new deep dive into the murky world of
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson, the sick, sick bastard.
Not a fan of his.
He started out kind of nice, like, you know, I kind of like a cult. I'd be a fan of a cult. Until they become murderous.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
We all do.
Then he did a lot of bad shit, though.
Yeah.
Where you kind of say, I don't really like cults anymore.
You liked his music, though.
Class.
Mm.
If there's one thing about that man, his music was pretty good.
Bangers. Fucking bangers. Give me the aux cable. I'm sticking on a bit of Charles Manson. Can we close this episode out with a bit of Charles Manson?
No. Do you want to let people know what the plan is then? Do you know what the plan is?
Well, for the next few weeks, we're going to be releasing some episodes, some deep dive episodes of the Charles Manson, and we'll be peppering the feed with normal episodes too, is my understanding.
Yeah, and bonuses.
So you're going to get a normal episode on Wednesday. It won't be as long as usual, I imagine. You'll go the bonuses. They'll be unaffected. So you'll be getting a main episode a bit shorter than usual. And then a Charles Manson episode, maybe later that day or the following day. We haven't decided yet.
And if you think you know about Charles Manson,
you know nothing.
You do not. Mm. You are blind, but you shall see. Because Owen done some research with some help from Oren.
Oren O'Halloran, yeah. Myself and Oren did the research.
Legend.
And,
yep.
And we done nothing but listened.
Oh, we put it in now.
Chip in.
We chipped in as well, like.
Deadly. So that's what's coming up over the next few weeks. And we'll have some news as well.
Oh, yeah, there's news coming.
Big. Joe's having another kid.
There's a lot happening.
I am not.
No.
A dog is enough now. Two kids and a dog. Gentleman's family. Actually, it's not. Two boys.
It's that not a girl and a boy?
A girl and a boy is a gentleman's doggy family.
You have a gentleman. Where are we
off? I do have a gentleman's family.
You're a gentleman.
I am a gentleman.
I've fucking nothing. I've nothing to show myself. Nothing for me genetic.
I have a pug and a turtle.
Didn't come from me though.
You could have Yap Sam's shirt, but you don't.
Yeah.
I know. I feel a bit bad about that now.
You paint your own picture.
So when someone calls you out and you kind of reflect, don't you? And then say to yourself,
fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
What can you do?
Say bye to everybody. Say bye bye everybody.
I'll see you later. I'm sorry about everything.